That was quite hard to hear, that, wasn't it? Gets me choked up. Do you know, you can put the lights back on now, Ray. Thanks. I feel like I'm stood in the spot here. It's hard. Suicide, the only way out. That's not easy. And you know, that's a reality of many of the families that we're helping here in Tameside. I'm used to that, but even just hearing that still gets me every time. When he called Christians Against Poverty's free helpline to seek debt help, Paul was struggling just to simply survive. It's a powerful phone call and so vividly illustrates the desperate place Paul found himself in and the fragile reality of day-to-day life for so many in 2024. Sadly, this phone call reflects the experiences of many. Last year, CAP received almost 16,000 calls like this from people in urgent need of help in the middle of a financial crisis. Unfortunately, we know that 16,000, although shockingly high, is only a fraction of the people struggling with unmanageable debt and living in the grip of poverty across the UK. In fact, as we speak, more than one in five people are living under the crushing weight of poverty. Look around you. One in five is a big number. That's one in five people who may be fearing a knock at the door, losing sleep night after night, skipping meals in order to afford to put on the heating. But it doesn't have to be this way. At CAP, we believe together with the church, that's God's instrument for change, we can and will see an end to UK poverty. And this is why our mission is to inspire and equip churches to help people out of debt and poverty and see them become followers of Jesus. You know, this is nothing new. For the past two millennia, God has been at work transforming individual lives and entire societies by calling his church to take action. And today is no different. Now, more than ever, as our society resets following a general election and reflects on change that is urgently needed, we believe that God wants to do powerful things through his church. At this critical time, he has positioned us to bring hope and fullness of life to people across the UK. Today, I'd like to invite you to follow the call, to join together as God's church to tackle UK poverty and see people step into the fullness of life that God intends for each of us. This message of hope and transformation plays a central role throughout the Bible. It's at the heart of Jesus' message, and he clearly articulates it in John 10:10. This is one of my all-time favourite verses. I stand on this so many times. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. You know, this is a verse of two halves. On the one side, we have the thief that steals and kills and ultimately brings destruction. But on the other half, we have a saviour who brings life and full life. You know, in the context of John 10, when Jesus refers to the thief, he's talking about the religious leaders of his day who led people away from the relationship with God and into cold, man-made religion, which robbed them of the full life God intended for them. Earlier in John 8, Jesus confronts these leaders, going as far as to call them children of the devil. The enemy has been at work robbing people of life and relationship with God ever since the fall at the start of the Bible. CAP recently published a book called A Story We Can't Ignore in partnership with the Bible Society, which explores what the Bible says about poverty and how it originated from the fall. It's from this biblical story that we find the basis of why CAP exists. You can get a free copy of A Story We Can't Ignore, which I'll talk about more in a little bit. But right now, let's consider some of those broad themes together. God always intended us to live life to the full. The Bible starts and ends with goodness and fullness, with God reigning and in relationship with humanity. We see Adam and Eve at home in a lush and fruitful garden, living in relationship with one another. With God, with creation, with everything they needed. At every stage of the creation story, there's a declaration that God saw that it was good. Similarly, at the end of the Bible, we see a new heaven and a new earth where the power of sin and death has been defeated. Pain and loss, scarcity and hunger are no more. Humanity is restored and renewed, living in joy and fullness in worship of God. These images of full life bookend the entire biblical story. But we know that a lot has happened and continues to happen in between. As we look around today, we see a very different world to the one that God desires. Early on in the Bible, we see humanity fail to trust God. Sin enters, and the relationship between God and humanity is broken. But so too is the relationship with ourselves, with others, and with creation itself. These broken relationships create injustice, exploitation, shame, abandonment, and condemnation. We become trapped, isolated, and powerless, and overwhelmed with fear, confusion, and shame, passing this down from generation to generation, all the way to our society today. All around us, we see the impact of a fallen world, and poverty is just one of its manifestations. And although we believe it's an issue that absolutely can be overcome, we must accept that right now, poverty is real, the impact on people's life is brutal, and we have a responsibility to fight it. Because poverty is a thief, it robs us of the chance to live a full life, forcing us to put all our energy into merely surviving. The truth is, there are parents struggling to feed their children. According to the Trussell Trust, which provide food banks, more than half of those receiving universal credit just simply ran out of food in January 2024 and couldn't afford more. People are living in damp, cold houses, unable to afford heating. A YouGov poll commissioned by CAP found that four in 10 UK adults have limited their electricity or gas use as often as once a month to cope with the rising costs of living. We often hear about these things in the media, but poverty's dark reach goes far beyond material deprivation. It also robs us emotionally, spiritually, and socially. Poverty serves as a barrier to many forms of social interaction. The costs associated with travelling to and participating in social activities are too high for some, causing them to become more isolated and lonely. This is an ongoing issue of the stigma around financial difficulty, which contributes to feelings of shame and embarrassment in those struggling and cuts them off from the vital support networks. All of this has a direct impact on our mental health and well-being. One in two of those who call CAP's free helpline have considered or attempted suicide as a way out. One in two. Just let that sink in. In a just and compassionate society, nobody should be left in such a dire financial crisis that they feel and believe that ending their life is the only way out. A person having just enough to live on shouldn't satisfy our hunger for justice. A family living in miserable social isolation, a parent unable to clothe or bathe their children, a couple separated by suicide as the pressure of poverty claims another victim. All this is happening in our community here in Tameside every day. Poverty is robbing people of dignity, joy, and all too often life itself. So what needs to be done? As God's people, we are called to bring hope and to share Jesus' message, revealed in John 10:10, to a life to the full. We just have to be willing to follow that call. God is in the business of restoration. This is rarely clearer than in the Old Testament, when God leads his people out of slavery and oppression into the land of abundance and instruction, equipping them to live differently from a world of injustice. Unfortunately, those who God sets free fail to do what he tells them to do. And despite his prophets calling them to change, they find themselves in exile. And then at the beginning of the New Testament, we see Jesus enter into the biblical story. In Luke 4, at the very start of his ministry, Jesus makes it clear what he has come to do. Using words from the prophet Isaiah, he boldly proclaims that the Spirit of God is upon him and that he has come to proclaim good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom from the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. He goes on to spend his earthly ministry doing exactly that. He surrounds himself with and lives among those who are socially, politically, and economically powerless and excluded. He wants to restore the broken image of God within people and invite them into an abundant life with him. Jesus' mission is to break the power of sin and the chains of oppression for those with the least, those who are lost, those who typically find themselves in last place. But crucially, he seeks to do this not through force and violence, but by costly self-sacrifice and self-giving love. After his death, resurrection, and ascension, Jesus' group of followers are empowered by the Holy Spirit, and the church is born. God's hands and feet on earth, called to demonstrate his love and justice, to continue Jesus' ministry of proclaiming good news to the oppressed and marginalized, and to share the message of life in all its fullness with the world. Mere survival is not the life that God intended. No, he wants us to thrive. We've just been singing that this morning. As his people, we must chase after fullness of life for everyone. So what does living life to the full actually look like? It isn't about material wealth, although having enough to live in a comfortable and dignified way is certainly a factor. A full life is having the ability to provide sufficiently for ourselves and our family. It's being able to participate fully in society. It's being part of a supportive community where we can contribute and feel valued. It's knowing who we are and our true worth as a child of God and building a life that reflects this. This is the full life that Jesus offers. It's one of acceptance, purpose, and hope. For over a quarter of a century now, CAP has been committed to following Jesus' call to bring life in all its fullness to those in financial crisis. Since the charity was founded in 1996, we've built a network of over 800 churches partnering all across the UK, who we equip with practical tools to tackle poverty and the injustice it brings to their local communities. Lots of churches, just like ours here, run debt centres. And when someone like Paul calls our helpline, these churches, our church, partner with CAP to deliver free, expert debt help, including practical guidance and that crucial, this is so key, that crucial emotional support and companionship. Through the teamwork of our church-based staff and volunteers who visit people in their homes and FCA-accredited debt advisors based at our head office in Bradford, we work together to provide the best advice. Am I okay? Is this going in and out? We're all right. Best advice in each individual's circumstances with them on their journey out of debt and to see them step into hope-filled life. So in 2024, we've seen 7 families go debt-free. That's just me, my families. I'm not talking about Alan's. 7 families go for it. I know that's not massive numbers, but it's 7 families in our community that are out of that debt, out of that darkness. And you know, throughout the year, whenever a client goes debt-free, I always ask them, please can you just send me a couple of sentences just to that I can share with the church family, and I do that on a regular basis. But you know, I have a new client that I've been helping. He's not from Tameside, he's from them. And unfortunately, our Oldham centre manager has become quite poorly and isn't able to do the centre at the moment. So we've picked up some of their clients. And this chap's been so, so desperate for his appointment. And he's just been an absolute pleasure to work with. And I visited him, his old Mike and I went to see him. And I've done the rest of the phone call so far, because he's not had his advice yet. We're only halfway through, but we've done it over the telephone. But it's just been such a pleasure to work with him. And I just said to him, what's it meant to you working with Cap, even in these early stages? And he sent me this message. I'm just going to read it out. I'll have to put my security password in, just bear with me. Hi Lisa, I just wanted to say thank you for the help you and Cap have done for me so far. I mean, I was nervous and apprehensive in the early stages as I didn't know what to expect, but you and your befriend have put me at ease. It's been really simple and easy with some help from Cap to get it up and running, and it's helped me massively because now I see a light at the end of the tunnel and it's like a big weight's been lifted off my shoulders. So thanks again. That means so much, doesn't it? And even just going out in the early stages, even on the first visit, you can see the weight just come off the shoulders when they know they're going to get some help from us. And our service, this personal service that we do when we visit people in their own homes, is so important. So many times I go in to see clients and they're not opening the post. They're not opening the door, they've got the curtains shut, they're frightened to answer the telephone. They really are living in darkness and they just can't deal with things. They just are so overwhelmed. And, you know, I've got another lady that I've been helping and she's just lovely. And she's got to make one phone call to return a car. She's a car that she can't afford. She doesn't want it anymore. It's a big burden. And she has to make one phone call to return it and she can't do it. She's just so overwhelmed by making that phone call that she just needs someone to sit with her to make that phone call. And this I see time and time again with our clients. They just need that one-to-one support. Cap also do a money course, which myself and Tracy have actually just trained to be Cap money course, leaders, there you go, thank you. And we're going to actually be running our first course in January. So this is not for anybody in debt. It really isn't. This is a course that will equip you to manage your budget well. And I'm going to run it the first 3 Mondays in January, because let's face it, the beginning of the year is the best time to get a grip on your finances. So we're going to do the first 3 Mondays in January, and it's an opportunity for you to come and set your budget for the year. It's an opportunity for you to come and pick up some really good tips and look at yourself. We look at your money personality. Are you an impulse buyer? Are you a planner? And just give you some really, really good tips. There's an amazing app that you can have for your phone as well that you can just update all the time, and it'll really help you get a grip on your money. So I want to encourage everybody, just come along to that. If you know somebody in your family that might benefit from it, just get them signed up, and we're running it free of charge. It's going to be good. So get involved. And Cap does this service as well right throughout the UK. It's a free course and it's just, it's a really good one, and I'm excited about that we're back on board with that. We used to do it years ago and then it just sort of like, well, I think it was Sue and John, wasn't it, that ran it, and they left unfortunately. So it's good that we've got it back on board. Through the work of local churches, practical help is never in short supply. Whether it's offering guidance on budgeting, providing emergency fuel vouchers or food packages, we're following Jesus' example through meeting people's physical needs, practically demonstrating his love, as well as pointing them towards him. We realise that fullness of life starts now. So the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, said, "You cannot warm the hearts of people with God's love if they have an empty stomach and cold feet." Like William Booth, we also want to introduce people to God's love and enable them to experience the spiritual fullness that comes from a relationship with Jesus. We always offer to pray with the people we're helping in person and over the phone, and we invite them to explore about the faith that drives everything that we do. And we've seen many people over the years come to faith and actually become part of our church family. You won't know that because we don't advertise it, but people do. And you can be a part of that. I'm always in need of befrienders. That's people that can come out on visits with me. You don't have to be equipped in finances or anything like that. You're just there to offer a bit of support. And I have a really great team. I really do. But some of them are not able to commit at the moment due to ill health. And that puts the burden on the others, really. And I just really want to encourage you all. If you have some spare time on a Wednesday and a Thursday and you think you could come out on a visit, come and speak to me. It's a real blessing. And I've asked two of my current team if they'll just come up and share with you what it's like to be a befriender. So, Mike, do you want to just tell everyone how you found it?
It's a quick reminder, really, that CAP is a service that Carm will provide, not Lisa, she's not on her own here. And so as part of that, we've got to remember that for her to be able to do that work, and we've had so much blessing that it brings, she needs people to support her. And as she said, I mean, it's great because I can go along and be quiet. Can you imagine that? I sit there for an hour not saying anything. I mean, sometimes you do. The blokes who we go to visit are usually very grateful for the service, as she's giving an example. But us blokes, we need to be there supporting Lisa. We don't want to go into these properties on our own, so we need to go in as well. So from the point of view of, say, numbers, there's maybe, it could be one visit a week to see a bloke. Well, if there was eight of us, that's one every 2 months you'd have to go. Six visits a year. You can do that. That's something you can do. If you've done CAP before and maybe it's drifted off now, you know, your time's been taken up with something else, think about just committing to that, because the more of us we get, then the little visits we do. But can I just say, for me, it's really opened a sort of a pathway of prayer, because I was talking about, I went to see this guy in Oldham and he's in my heart now. I just want to. I want to see him debt free, and some of the other people who we've visited, and unfortunately, so it's a bit like the work we do with the addicts. They don't come through, and I'm still praying for them, because you know you get involved in people's lives, and you just want them to come to the Lord. So I just want to encourage you, just get involved.
Thanks, Mike. And Jules.
Morning, folks. Yeah, I've just wrote a few notes. So CAP's a real blessing. It's been a real blessing in my life. I was involved with CAP at my previous church in Gorton for around 10 years, and that came about with partnering here with the Tameside Debt Centre. And it was a wonderful ministry there in Gorton. We saw many get saved and get debt free. And there's nothing like seeing somebody get debt free when they walk a struggled journey. And also I'm involved here at Carmel, continuing to try and give Lisa some support going out on visits. And a few of those clients that I was involved with have remained good friends, one of them being Fiona, who came a few weeks ago to our women's event, shared. We didn't actually share about CAP, but Fiona and Brian, her husband, both lost jobs within a short space of time of each other, and it just threw them into absolute chaos and spiralling debt, and they lost their home. But they pushed through with CAP support and became debt free. And I was able to give some support and encouragement by phone chats and sometimes meeting up with Fiona. And still we remain good friends after a number of years. And it's good to see, it was so good to see when she shared a few weeks ago how God's really moved her on into some great things. So that's a great story. And, you know, it's like Mike said, the only qualifications that you need to be a befriender is just a little bit of spare time, a smile, and a listening ear. Just time to ring a client, maybe, or get out on a visit. Lisa does a great job supporting families in our community, but there's only one of her. and there's a need to build up the visit and befriender team. So let me encourage you today, if you've got some time, let me encourage you to get on board if you can and be involved with this amazing church ministry. Thank you.
Thank you, Jules. And you know, you're not going to get many other opportunities to sit down in someone's home that you've never met before in our community and pray with them. And you will. You'll pray. Well, I'll pray with them, but you'll pray as well. It's an amazing journey if you can be a part of it. And I just want to just say a massive thank you to all those involved that do come out on the visits. It's massive for me. I can't do it without a support team. I'm not allowed to go out on visits on my own, so it's really, really important. Lots of churches around the UK are all holding CAP Sundays over the next couple of weeks. And, you know, despite the current economic climate and the challenges that so many of us are facing, CAP and our partner churches see lives transformed and restored every day. That's how we know that people have an extraordinary power to fight UK poverty and the destruction that it brings. We're also seeing change happen in the business and the political realms. At CAP, we're determined to see deep, lasting change in the systems and the structures that push people into poverty and keep them trapped there. We're involved in various campaigns. We carry out research, we publish reports and input into consultations on lots of different policies, including social security, wages and energy costs. We're also passionate about providing a platform for those who have lived through debt and poverty to share their experiences and call for urgently needed change. We are committed to facing, fighting and ending UK poverty. But here's the thing, we can't do it alone. It will take collaborative, coordinated action from all of us, churches, individuals, local and central government, businesses, all of us. Together we can end poverty and bring life in all its fullness. And I'd just like you to watch a short video now called Follow the Call. Thank you, Jed. I want to ask you today if you'll follow God's call and take action against UK poverty. Every person in this room can make a difference by taking action today. And you should all have received a form. Each family should have been given a pack when you come in. And there's a form in there. Like this. Okay. And you'll see that there's three different ways that you can take action. One of the ways is prayer. Prayer is powerful. Prayer changes things. You can help fight UK poverty by signing up to receive CAP's free prayer diary 3 times a year, through which you can lift up to God the challenges we've talked about today. Campaigning. If you want to see real lasting change in society, we as God's people must join together and raise our collective voice. By getting involved with CAP's campaigning actions, such as writing to local MPs, you can help to dismantle the systems and structures in society that push people into poverty and keep them trapped there. And lastly, donation. With a financial gift to CAP, you can bring hope and life in all its fullness to people who are trapped in debt and poverty. Please do take a few minutes now just to consider what you individually could do to follow God's call and help bring an end to UK poverty. Simply fill in the details on the form and tick the box to show which action you want to take. And you can then tear the perforated edge and follow the instructions to turn your form. To turn your form into... don't ignore that. Because I've had to photocopy these. But give them back to me and we'll get them sent off if you want to do that. Alternatively, you can scan the QR code on the screen, if it's still there. And that will take you to a website address. You can fill the form in online. And when you do sign up to take action, you'll receive a free copy of A Story We Can't Ignore, which delves deeper into the issues that we've looked at today. You'll need to include your postal address to receive the book, so please do fill that section in. I've also put in your pack a befriender form. So you should have one of these as well. And it gives you different ways that you can get involved with me here and the team at Carmel. And it might be a part of the visit team, social team, prayer team, blessings team. And it asks you to sort of consider the hours that you can do and the time that you have. And when you're looking at that, one of the things that I always say to all mine is don't overcommit yourself. Think about the time that you really do have. You might only have an hour once a month. You might only, you know, you might say, well, I can do an hour a week, Lisa, whatever it is. But make sure it's comfortable, it doesn't stretch you or your family commitments, and it's something that you can actually do with a good heart. So, and then the other thing that I've put in with your pack, I don't just want you to go out of here today and forget about what's been said this morning and think, well, Lisa's got an amazing team, she's really good. They'll be fine, it'll all happen, you know, crack on. I've put some questions there for you, and I want you to just to consider them over the week, the next week. Just delve into this a bit more and see what God's saying to you. You know, it might not be that you get involved with me and my team, but it might be prompting you to do something else in our community. So just have a look at those questions and just see where God's challenging you and what he's placing on your heart. Thank you so much for listening to me this morning. And you know, I know it's not everyone's heart to get involved with CAP, but it does make a massive, massive difference to all of our clients. And, you know, we've had a centre here now. How many years do you think we've had a centre in Tameside for? How many? 10? Any more on that? 17 years we've had a centre, and I've been the manager for 15 just this month. So we've been doing it a long time. And, you know, when I started, I thought, I'll do this for a couple of years. Won't need to do it for much longer than that. It's not any better. It really, really isn't. It's got worse, if anything. But it's such a privilege. I adore my job. I adore serving God. And I adore serving the families that we get to sit down with and speak to and just bring some hope. I'm just going to close in prayer now, if that's okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for the biblical story you've been telling since creation. Thank you that in all our human failings, you have not and you do not give up on your people. Thank you for sending your Son to this earth to live and die so that we might all have life in all its fullness. We pray that as individuals, as your church, we would walk in the fullness of life that Jesus promised. And as we do, we pray that we would confidently share the gift that we have received through Jesus with those around us. Lord, grant us the wisdom and confidence to stand up for those in financial crisis so that one day we might see the UK free from poverty, where every person is able to thrive and not just survive. Amen. Thank you, everyone.